Helicists, as I have come to call them, never tire of teaching people that DNA absolutely must be twisted, super twisted, and subjected to even higher order contortions if it is to fit into the nuclear space. Really? Let's see what percentage of the available space in the sperm nucleus is consumed by our non-helical protamine DNA complex. We see here that the size of the sperm nucleus is about 40 to 50 cubic micrometers. Will our structure fit?